Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Christian flag in Boston is now before the Court of Appeals. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Liberty Counsel filed the opening brief to the Federal Court of Appeals on behalf of Boston resident Hal Shurtleff and his Christian civic organization, Camp Constitution, arguing that the city of Boston violated the First Amendment by censoring a private flag in a public forum merely because it contained a cross. Now, I know somebody says the first response might be, how can you fly a private flag on a flagpole? Well, in most cases, it's not a public forum. But a public forum can be either the traditional public forum, meaning that it's always a public forum and never can change its status. And those are three: streets, sidewalks, and parks. Those are traditional public forum. Everything else can be what's called a designated public forum, meaning that the government doesn't have to open up its property, but when it does open it up for expressive activity, it has to abide by the First Amendment.
And the city of Boston has done that with its flagpoles, right? It's designated as a public forum.
Right. So like banned shells or, for example, use of a community room in a library, the use of public school facilities after school. In this particular case, what the city did was they created a policy. And the policy has a number of public fora around the city of Boston, and certainly even at City Hall. So you can actually apply to have an opportunity to be in one of these public forums. And they could be there in front of the city of Boston. There's a location there on the hard surface for you to gather for a public event. And right there is a flagpole.
Right. There's three, actually, isn't there? And then
there's
one,
three flagpoles.
One is the public.
Right. And then one is the public forum. And when the private flags are not there, then they'll put up some other flag of the city.
And when it's a public forum, you should not be able to discriminate against any other flags.
And they call
flags.
This flagpole
right?
a public forum. Right. Right. Yeah.
They public call, forum.
Yeah. They call the flagpole and they designate this flagpole as a public forum. So here's what's happened up until Camp Constitution got its flag censored. We now know that there's nearly 300 or more now request applications to actually fly a flag during a public event, during, I should say, a public event by a private person. Mm-hmm. And so you can have your event down there under the flagpole, and you can have your flag flying above that symbolizes or goes along with that public event. And they have had literally no history of censoring any flag. Not a single flag's ever been censored.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the flags they've raised. Okay, we got the Turkish flag, which depicts the Islamic star and crescent. The Portuguese flag, which uses religious imagery. You've also got the Boston Pride, the homosexual rainbow flag, the transgender, whatever that is, pink and blue flag, and as well as some other countries have all been flown there.
You have the Communist Progressive Association
Communist
flag.
Yeah.
You have the flags of Cuba, Communist China, and others as well. Now, you have a lot of flags that represent different cultures or countries, because what they say the forum is for is for the history or the culture or community groups within Boston or in Massachusetts.
And of course, this is Boston, where our history takes place.
Right. This is
America,
where
correct.
The Boston Tea Party takes place.
Right.
So during Constitution Week, which is every week, every September, every year.
September 17th.
And it's a federal law, or it's a federal recognized holiday or celebration. Camp Constitution wanted to have a gathering, and they applied for a permit.
2017. Just the standard, they went through all the right paperwork for the permit to raise the Christian flag.
And so what they wanted to do is have some gathering with, it's about an hour long event, and they were going to be talking about the Constitution. They'll talk about the history of religious tolerance, the rule of law, the U.S. Constitution, some of the civic and cultural contributions of the Christian community to the city of Boston, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and so forth.
That's a neat organization. It really teaches about our history and our Constitution.
Yeah, and so they then, at the same time, while they're doing that, they wanted to raise the Christian flag. Now, the Christian flag, as you may remember, you may have seen it in churches sometimes, it is a typical flag. It's got white. Up in the corner is a blue square, and inside that square is a red cross. No words. That's it. In fact, if you look at the Bunker Hill flag, it looks virtually identical to this, honoring Bunker Hill. The only difference is the color scheme is reversed. But other than that, if you put them side by side, they'd look almost identical. Now, they wanted to have that Christian flag flown while they're underneath, by the on the ground, having this event. Now, so when you drive by, what are you going to see? You're going to see a group of people out there. They're going to have speaking. It's only an hour long. You'll see this flag for only maybe an hour while it's in progress. And then when they're done, they'll pull it down and then they go.
Mm-hmm. Once a year.
Once a year. And so what they did was they applied, and they applied to have a meeting down at the base of the flagpole and to have the flag flown. And they mentioned that they wanted to fly the, quote, Christian flag. Well, the person who does the reviewing never heard of a Christian flag, didn't even know what one looked like. In fact, if they just simply said, and this is what he testified to in the hearing, if he had just put down that he wants to fly a Camp Constitution flag or named it something else besides Christian, or just he wanted to fly a flag at the time of their event, he said, I wouldn't have censored it, but the word Christian stood out.
That's a powerful word.
The word Christian stood out. And he's like, a Christian flag? Well, we can't have a Christian flag. And yet he has provided these, he's allowed the Turkish flag with the Islamic star and crescent. He's allowed Communist China and the Progressive Chinese Association. The city then took the position, well, no, it's really government speech. And they took the position that anything that we allow up there is government speech. Well, that's not what their
public
policy says. Their policy actually says that if you pass certain criteria, you're automatically up there. They've never had one of the 284 applications by the time that we finished the discovery. Now it's over 300, no doubt. They've never censored one. And we passed all of the criteria. There's no problem. And we were only going to leave it there for the time that we were there. Some of these other LGBT flags, they've flown for a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. So the people came there, they had their event, and they left them on there for a couple of weeks. We just wanted it, our client, just for the 1 hour or so for their meeting. And they said no, because it's Christian. They said that because if we allow a Christian flag, then someone's going to go by and they're going to see it. And then what are they going to think? They're going to think, well, we're establishing religion. We're adopting Christianity.
Oh, my.
That was their position. Well, this is from the guy who didn't even know there was a Christian flag.
Are they establishing communism by flying that?
That's the point. We said, well, really, is that the position you want to take? So are you supporting the Turkish regime, the Islamic Republic? What about Communist Cuba, Communist China, Communist Progressive Association? Are you supporting all those? Oh, no, we don't support that. But, you know, if it's religious, we can't do it. And so that's how the case progressed. And this case now is at the Court of Appeals. We went to the Court of Appeals. We went to the first district, the lower court. Ruled against us. Court of Appeals ruled in favor of us. Back down to the lower court, ruled against us. Now we're back to the Court of Appeals again, because we have much more information here with all of the history of no censorship except for our flag. And it's very clear that what they are doing is censoring the Christian viewpoint. Literally, I'm telling you that the decision maker said if the word Christian wasn't on the application, if you had named it something else besides a Christian flag, same exact flag, but just named it something else, then it would have been able to go up on the flagpole. But because of the word Christian, that is what ultimately triggered their censorship. Unbelievable. And this, of all places, Holly, in the cradle of freedom, the city of Boston, Massachusetts. John Adams would be rolling over in his grave. For more information, visit lc.org, lc.org. We just filed the brief. Oral arguments are not set yet, but we will do that later this year, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.